evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's Friday night, 6:30, 2023. And oh, I'll tell you what. These Pharisees that are in charge, these Luciferian scumbag communists who are running this government right now, it is just incredible. And I'll tell you what, it's not going to get better. Look at Steve Quayle's new updated Kupfizer, his update today. And just listen to what he's got to say, because I'll tell you what, it's just, this thing is not going to get better. It ain't going to be DeSantis. It ain't going to be Trump. It ain't going to be this one. It ain't going to be Gavin Newsom. It ain't going to be that one. It ain't going to be this one. Because I'll tell you what, because here where we're at, Poland requests nuclear bombs from the USA. And because Russia's put theirs into Belarus. Well, what do you think you're going to have with that? So anyway, we had these big decisions from the Supreme Court, but they're not going to honor any of them. Biden is not. So if you're out there and you are an auto mechanic, you know, who just got out to start your auto mechanic job and you had to buy your tools, and put, you know, thousands into that, into a new truck and all of that kind of stuff to get you to work. Well, you're not going to get it paid, or you're gonna get your loans paid back. You're a farmer, you got to buy a new tractor, you ain't going to get your loans paid back if you're a new farmer right out of school, you know. Starting off on the farm, you know. It ain't going to happen that way. So, you see, let me just read to you here what it is. Luke 21, nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes shall be in diverse places, and famines and pestilences and fearful sights, and great signs shall there be from heaven. But before all of these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts, not to meditate on before what ye shall answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist, and ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death, and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but there shall not a hair of your head perish. Now, how is that? Let's stop here a second. I always do this a little bit. Because he said, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. That's verse 16, the end of it. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. Well, his name is Jesus, okay? But there shall not an hair of your head perish. Why is that? Well, in your patience possess ye your soul. So if you give up your soul and you turn it all over to Lucy and you want to go down all that road, well, then you're not going to be, and you're going to die, and you're going to burn in the plasma fire when the old devil gets you. And that's what he wants to do. But there shall not a hair of your head perish. In your patience possess ye your souls. And when ye shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the dissolution thereof is nigh. Then let them which are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let them which are in the midst of it depart out, and let not them that are in the countries enter thereinto. for these be the days of vengeance, and that all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe unto them that are with child, unto them that give suck in those days, for there shall be great distress in the land, and wrath upon the people, and they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive, and into all nations, and Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles, until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. And there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, and men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken, and then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up. Lift your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Stuff is already beginning to come to pass, but I'm going to tell you what, you're going to have to go through the tribulation. And that's the way it's going to be, you see. And some of us will be dead in terms of our body, but what Jesus is saying, in your you patience, you possess your souls. They can kill the earthly body, but your soul is going to go to heaven. So now, ladies and gentlemen, it's another night, another day to prepare. What did you get today to prepare for water? Water purification. If you do not have, let me just tell you about this. I just saw a picture from the Allegheny Mountain area of New York. And there's real close to where up there in Canada, all the smoke and all the stuff is coming down from these fires. And there's hundreds more of these fires getting set. And why in the heck don't they put the fires out? Why don't they try and put the fires out? It doesn't seem like they're trying to do that. I suppose they are. But I'm telling you, I don't hear reports about it. All I hear is that from Des Moines, Iowa, to Chicago, to Maine, to down to Georgia, D.C., and then all through the, Eastern Great Lakes and all that, it's just all this black smoke crap. And they're going to do it somewhere else. And I'm going to tell you, this is part of the overture. This is part of the beginning of the world war. This is part of the beginning of Gog Magog, or whatever it is you're thinking about. Because I'll tell you what, let me read that to you, because this fits it perfectly. The terrorist acts carried out in the course of the overture require very few people, very few weapons, and little equipment. In some cases, all that may be needed is one man who has a weapon, nothing more than a screwdriver, a box of matches, or a glass ampule. Some of the operations can have catastrophic consequences. For an example, an epidemic of infectious disease at seven of the most important naval bases of the West could have an effect of cutting in half the combined naval might of the United States, or of the Soviet Union's enemies. That's what it says here. The GRU reckons that it's a period in its operations should be regarded as natural disasters. Ah, actions by forces beyond human control. Oh, the wind blew, or mistakes committed by people, or disasters, or terrorists, acts by organizations not connected with Russia or not connected with China. This could be China, could be Russia, could be Red China Joe, could be Trudeau. Because if you're sitting there and you're part of the New World Order and the Luciferian elite, And your goal is to get rid of about, a couple hundred million people in the United States and end up only with like 100, 150 million left? Well, they're headed right to it. If they knock out the power grids with an EMP burst, that also is going to knock out most of the newer vehicles. Unless you got points, plug, distributor cap, and the generators and all the old stuff, you're going to find that you're not going to have the ability to probably even start your car. If you had an extra electronic ignition and some different parts and stuff, and you had it in a brand new galvanized garbage can with a tight galvanized garbage can lid to protect it from EMP, along with your shortwave radio, your handheld ham radio, you know what I'm saying, your electronic components. And that is a way to protect them. You put them in there, you put cardboard or whatever on the bottom of the can, or you put I've used a wool blanket, and I put them down there, and I cover up radios. I cover up the, walkie-talkies and different stuff like that. So what I'm trying to say to you is, ladies and gentlemen, did you prepare today? Did you prepare yesterday? Did you buy additional canned food? Now, I'm telling you, you can buy nice things and put them in the freezer. But if you don't have a solar or wind-driven power thing to charge batteries to run your refrigerator or your freezer off of it, what are you going to do? Now, you can get some. I know you go up at stevequayle.com. They click on the power solar power generators. You can go and look at on Amazon and type in solar power generators. You'll get all kinds of different ones. You can go to Harbor Freight. They got cheap stuff basically that you can get, that you could at least charge a battery up, and maybe a couple batteries and an inverter battery and all that kind of stuff, and run your refrigerator for an hour or two. Keep it up to speed. Put a blanket or like the old moving cloths, or an insulation on top of the refrigerator, on top of the freezer, and blanket it out to keep the coolness in, and run them, cycle them for a couple hours, go to the next thing and cycle it for a couple hours. And then if you've got already lamp oil and lamps, you've got some lighting, 120-hour candles, you got some lighting. You can also use with the things from Harbor Freight. They've got some 12-volt bulbs and a little mini charge controller and all the stuff. You can rig up a little 12-volt lamp system where you can at least see, in the dark. All right. Now, did you get any water purification? Did you get a Berkey filter system? If you don't have a Berkey filtration, water filtration system with the black Berkey filters, I strongly urge you to get something like that immediately. If you can do it any way you can do it, get it done. Overnight it, whatever you got to do. Because I'm going to tell you, in the Alleghenies, I'm telling you, I got sent a picture up in New York of the Alleghenies. And the water from the smoke, which the smoke has come back with a vengeance up there in the last day or two, the water in a water catchment pond behind his mountain cabin area there is totally black. And 2 days ago, it was a normal like pond color, not brown. It was actually fairly clear because they're up in the mountains, you see. Now it's almost totally black. And now he's wondering about the water in his rain catchment system into the barrels, He's getting ready to look into that, and he's hoping that this stuff is not going down into the well, which, if it's going to appear there, 135 feet deep. And he asked me, he said, "You think they're trying to kill us all?" And I said, "Yeah, they're trying to kill us all. That's what the devil, the Luciferian scum, their fallen angels and their pines come from hell and from the outer space and all of the top slots of the EIEIOs and all the top slots of the executive branch and all the different branches. They're all with the Lucy. They all want to head to their bunkers with their preferred partner or what do they call their liaison officer, you see. Double entendre, Hawk? Perhaps so. Now, let me tell you what. There's power in the blood of Jesus. You got the fire in you right now. You go out tonight, you go and get you some more canned goods. Now, I'm going to tell you another place to go if you want to go to it. You go and you can get, go to sportsmansguide.com, sportsmanguide.com. There's other places you could get it, but I just know that they have it and have it probably on the hook. And you can get Survival Cave ground beef, Survival Cave beef, Survival Cave chicken, Survival Cave pork. They also probably still have some Yoders. Okay, Yoders has been hard to get because it's out of stock a lot of times. But what you got is you got in these Survival Cave beefs and stuff and pork, chicken, turkey, all of that. You've got meat that doesn't have MSG in it and it's done very well and canned properly. That will last you 12 to 15 years in the can. Yoders, same way, all right? So I'm going to tell you, you need to get some of that. Mountain House, all the different things that you can get that have the ability to be reconstituted or what have you. But now on that water, after you put it through the Berkey, you want to have also other redundancies. You want to have the micropure tablets. You want to have the iodine. You want to have all the different stuff. You want to say, okay, well, maybe I'll boil it too. You know what I'm saying? But the Berkeys with the black Berkey filter will take out the bad bacteria, the viruses, the parasites, and about 99% plus of all the chemicals. Now, I don't know what's turning the water black from the smoke, but it could be some additional chemtrail material that they're putting up in the air. All right, that's going to poison the water. You know, I don't know, man, but all I can tell you is that this is going to be part of the onslaught of what's going to hit this country. And if you see every one of your interstates at a parking lot already, you can't get on a plane this weekend. What, 30, 40,000 flights are, you know, postponed or delayed or this or that. And, you know, they just don't know why they can't get any air traffic controllers. Because they forced everybody to take the vaccine. They had to mandate that. And a lot of people quit. And a lot of people won't join that or become pilots because they have to take the vaccines. And the vaccines allegedly are killing people. More than allegedly. Yes, Steve. I'm on air, by the way. I'm on air right now. Yeah, it's actually from the smoke. 2 days ago, it didn't look like that. Got to go, brother. That was Steve Quayle calling in live on air, ladies and gentlemen. He was asking me if I sent him the picture of the black water up in the Allegheny Mountains. And, with the time schedule change in the mountain time versus, you know, other times, he forgot I was on the air. Anyway, consequently, ladies and gentlemen, this stuff is just very interesting. Steve is most interested in that black stuff in the water. And it sure isn't up from the ground came the bubbling crude, you know, with Jed, the mountain man, barely kept his family fed. It ain't that. Because 2 days ago, it was a normal little pond or stream or whatever, all right? Consequently, it is just incredible. Well, anyway, it will take out about 99% of bad chemicals, about, you know, all of that, but you have the extra things too. You know, colloidal silver, you know, all kind of stuff will help you to purify or to clean water a little bit. But don't rely on any one thing. Be redundant in your lighting. Be redundant in your water purification. And get some additional water storage. And not necessarily when I bought it, I bought like 55-gallon black or blue plastic drums. Blue plastic drums. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, the deal is you can't transport them real easily, particularly if you may have them in a basement or something. You know what I'm saying? It's there that you can purify the water, but if you've got some 5-gallon or 6-gallon containers, or if you got even a 15-gallon and a little 2-wheel truck, you could do some manipulating with that. Or even if you've got leftover gallons, if you bought bottled water or, you know, jugs of, you know, water from the grocery store over the years that were the good stuff, keep them handy. You also, you have to look it up for yourself, how many drops of unscented Clorox bleach you would use to purify a gallon of water. You have to look that up and to find that up for yourself. I'm not going to tell you what to do on that, but that's another way. But you got to be redundant. But you also got to be able to go quick and run fast if you need to, or build up your defenses and lay down the line of fire. You know what I'm saying? Get ready to come for whoever comes for you to take what you got, or to take you and your family and to put you on a truck to go to a camp for some crap. Or if it's the Red Chinese or the FEMA-Es or the this one, that one, or the other one, the street gang, the biker gang, or just the butter knife brigade of the college professors, whoever it might be. I don't care. It's, you know, that's my property. Get off my property. You got a warrant? No, you don't. Then get the hell out of here. You see what I'm saying? And they ain't going to come with warrants anyway. They'll say, to all the people on this block of, Broadway. Okay, Broadway and 12th Street or whatever it is, you know, or Main Street of, Poughkeepsie, whatever it is. Stay in your houses, and we will come to the door individually with troopers. Do not have any firearms present or anything. Lay your arms down, and we're going to confiscate any food or water that you might have to order to make sure we redistribute it to even more needy people. But we will leave you with some when we take you to the stadium. You see, that's how it's going to be. So I ain't going to be anybody that I'm going to cooperate with, all right? And I hope you won't either. Do not get on the cattle cars to get taken to a death camp. Do not get on them. You're better off to fight the dogs and the submachine guns at the minute you get grabbed, you know? It's better off to do that, and then you'll go, if you're with Lord Jesus, you're going to have an abundant life in heaven. Oh, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. But I'm going to tell you what, you need to prepare. You need to prepare like you, as rapidly as you possibly can. Don't sell the ranch. Don't bet, you know, all of this stuff on the horse Fido to win tomorrow so that you can win all your money and get and buy everything you want. Only certain guys, like I know a guy up in Canada, he can win, but nobody else I know wins on the ponies. So anyway, I'm going to tell you something else, ladies and gentlemen. What Sue Bradley and people used to call the Black Legion or the Black Uprising, okay? That's not of race, but of evil, of the devil's children, of the evil, demonic forces and stuff that are right now present even in your church. You got somebody, two or three, salted in among you that the devil is working. They're possessed. And when the time comes, they're going to lead your church into hell. They're going to lead you to hell if that be your wish. But there's also just in society, there's a total collapse. Look at L.A. Look at, at San Francisco. Look at all these places, you know, Chicago, New York, all these, all the homeless laying on the street and in tents and all kind of stuff and crapping on the sidewalk. It's just ridiculous. And the crime and the stealing and the thievery and the murder and the rape and the assault and battery, all the different things, then is there any reason I would tell you not to go out unless you're well healed? Unless you're well healed and able to protect yourself? I see there's a guy in Queens, and this devil-looking guy comes up, and he's running up to rob him, and the guy's got to seize a cigarette. Granddad, let me tell you, he's got a tough cigarette still in his lip, and he pulled out a revolver out of his jacket because this demon is coming to grab him to try to rob him. And then the guy pulls his firearm out and shows it to him, and it's in an alley. He's walking near his house somewhere in Queens. And I used to live in Queens for a while years ago. I was a super, but anyway, I ain't going to tell you anything about that. But anyway, so this demon guy, all dressed in black, and he kind of slows down, and the guy pulls a piece out. Then he starts going side to side, and he's got something in his hand. Turns out the guy thought it was a knife. It actually was like a Bic pen. Remember how I've told you about Bic pens? That's a good weapon, you know? Bic pen, jab it in somebody's throat or ear, that's a good weapon. So he had a weapon, and he was still advancing, even in the face of the revolver clearly shown. This is on videotape. It's up on the web somewhere. Look it up. Older man in Queens defends himself and kills a robber in the street, all right? So then the guy comes, and even in the midst of this, having his pistol sitting out there, the demon rushes him and tries to rush, and the guy's backing up, and you can hear the shoot. He can hear him shoot him, and then you don't see anything for a while. Then you see the guy that got shot, the demon, running down the street, and he gets down about 20 yards, and he goes kaboom and falls to the ground dead. Well, I'm going to tell you what. Now, of course, in New York, they're going to arrest the guy that shot the demon robber. So go to live somewhere. You know, I saw something tonight or this afternoon on TV. Christy Noem, South Dakota. They have 25, 30,000 job openings for good jobs right now in South Dakota, in a state with very little population. They're honoring like apprenticeships or journeyman tickets. They're honoring, and they don't have a state income tax. They're honoring professional associations and certificates and degrees and that kind of stuff. She's saying, come to South Dakota. We got jobs. I'm going to tell you what, you could go up there. You could live in a little bit smaller place, get you a good job. She said that apprentices are making at least $77,000 in South Dakota, an apprentice of a trade. All right, electrical, plumbing, whatever it, you know, is, machinery, machinist, carpentry, whatever the deal is. And no state income tax. Well, if you're living in New York, maybe you make a lot more money, but, you know, look at all the costs you got. If you can leave, if you got anything to do, get out and get down there somewhere else, baby. Get into the Ozarks. Get into, you know, Western this, Western that. Get into, Kentuck, Tennessee, whatever you got. But get to the smaller towns out of the sticks where they don't put up with the crap. And Brother Quayle just sent me, and he said, Steve just sent me a message, and he said, be sure and tell everybody from this point onward, to filter all the water that you drink. And I'm going to also tell you, you better get a filter if you can for your shower head or for your bathtub. Anything you're drinking, you be sure and do it. And Brother Quayle just sent that to me right now. So I'm telling you what, this thing is going to be wild weasel. Wild weasel. And, you know, your chemical and stuff in your wells and all that. You're going to have to worry about that a little bit. Make sure your well's covered if you can or some kind of way. And then also take the well water up, but you're going to have to purify the water. So I would suggest that you get some big some big, I don't know what, tubs or, you know, like boiler pots where you can boil water and do that, and also run it through the Berkey lights or the Berkey, big Berkeys or the British Berkey, you know, the different sizes of them, the Imperial and all those big different ones. But you better get you one of them, and you better get extra black Berkey filters. Those are the ones they tested against all this crap. And Steve says, tell everyone in the audience they must absolutely filter all drinking water from this point on. They're changing the chemicals in the chemtrails to more deadly ones. Okay? So that is what Steve is telling everybody, and God bless Brother Quail. Lord Jesus, we go to Brother Quail right now. Will you give him a message? Will you touch him, Lord Jesus? Will you touch him, Lord Jesus? And will you improve his health? Will you restore him back to full health after having had his problems with his heart and the various things? In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. And Brother Quail can be reached at 406-586-4840. If you need silver or gold or platinum, and you need to get it and get it quick, Steve's got it. He's got it in a locker box in a secluded location that nobody knows about where it goes from, and it'll get to you quick, somewhere in the center of the United States. And he can get it to you. If you need to have it overnighted or something like that, I believe he could accommodate that. So what I'm trying to tell you, do that, and also get any of the books that you can get of Brother Quail's that will help you to explain what's going to be happening to your family, to your children, to your neighbor, whoever it might be. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, and then subscribe if you can to Steve's private briefings and to his QPOS 2.0. And you want to see something about drought and all that, get his movie Mega Drought, or get the new movie, The Lies of Men and Gods, what the fallen angel plans and the devil's plan is and all of this stuff and how they want to kill you. The price of gasoline, heating oil, all this stuff is going to go way up. The Saudis are cutting back, and Biden can't figure out, because he's tied in with the Lucy. And then now the Department of Energy, you see, is going to try to replace. All of a sudden they figured out that emergency stockpile of gasoline, all right, and oil is for when we go to war. But you see, Red China Joe sold most of that to a red Chinese company, energy company, that just happened to have a little email, a little text or whatever about that with Hunter Biden and Joe Biden sitting in the room talking to the guy who was supposed to kick up the $5 million or whatever from the Chinese energy company. And that is the guy that we sold most of the oil to. In the stockpile. So I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. They're also promoting a lot of Ebola. Globally, they're talking about Ebola and Ebola vaccines, and they're testing the vaccine, and, you know, maybe they'll bring it on out, and then they'll say, oh, you know, blah, 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 you better get this. But you see, the old bird flu, the old Spanish flu back then, which they dug up people from the graves in Alaska and the Yukon, and they dug them up in the permafrost graves. They dug them up, and they took tissue samples out of the lungs, out of the people who died from the Spanish flu back when, after World War II. They reconstituted all that crap. So you could have a bird flu, Ebola, mouse pox, whatever it is. But the next thing they're going to put on us, I guarantee, is going to have a 50% or higher death rate, all right? The mouse pox that was made by one of the largest chemical manufacturers in Australia, the mouse pox, they got it up to about a 90% kill ratio. You know where I learned that? I learned that from Brother Steve Quail. Years ago on Blueprint for Survival. which was on the shortwave. Ah, ladies and gentlemen, I think that you need to go out and you need to get food. Now, we were talking about survival cave beef and the cans of it. Well, I think you can get 108 servings, something like that, for $251. All right. So about $250 a serving or something like that. But it'll last in the can 12, 15 years. But you could also just go get chunky soup. I tell you what, chunky soup, Progresso soup, Dinty Moore beef stew, whatever it might be, you go ahead and get it and get a lot of it. And think about one can of Progresso, let's say beef barley soup, one can of chunky sirloin burger soup. That's the minimum ration for a day. If you were able to add a piece of bread or crackers that you made or some kind of a thing you made with it, a sourdough bread or whatever, which that means you're going to have, you know, wheat or flour, salt, sugar, all the different kind of things. But you can get buckets of that. You can get buckets of that. You can go out and you can buy white rice. You know, I mean, it's not your basmati. The good, excellent rice. But the white rice will last you a long time. So if you take the chunky soup or the Progresso soup or the Denny Moore stew, or heck, even, peas and carrots or mixed vegetables or whatever it is, and you cook your rice, a handful of rice, and you put that on the top, you got your fighting ration. You got a surviving ration, a fighting ration. That's all I can tell you, ladies and gentlemen, is you got to get food. And how much do you need? I don't know. I think as far as I calculate, talking to people, a 3.5 year, 3.5 years of a hard, terrible tribulation, all right? That's what I would try to get. If you can't get that, then I'm going to tell you what. If you can only get, how many people you got in your family? Let's say 4. If you can only get 4 more cans of chunky soup or Progresso soup or whatever it is, that will feed each one of your family, okay, for another day. You're sitting out there and you're sitting there, maybe you got, $300,000 in an IRA, or you got $500,000, you've had a good job and that's in your 401k or something like that. You've had a big job with the corporation and you're sitting there and you got enough food to last this weekend, only if you go to the grocery store today, all right? Then don't you think you ought to get long-term storage food quickly, or a large amount of canned goods or survival cave or Yoders or whatever it might be, and stack up some bags of rice, put them on pallets. If you go and you got the buckets to put them in, then get that and get diatomaceous food grade, diatomaceous earth, and mix it with it. Put in the oxygen absorbers and all that kind of stuff and put it back. You can also buy it that way. If you got the money, have it overnighted to you. Have it sent, bingo, quick. Well, I don't have any place to put it. Well, then pile it up in the underneath your water bed, or put it underneath your bed, or put it in your closet, or in part of your basement, you know, or the laundry room, or put it out in the garage, you know, some kind of place. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of you have already done a lot of this, so I'm going to not belabor it anymore. You know, I'll tell you, when you sit here and you think about all this stuff, it's just incredible, you know. Just incredible. You got to figure if you're going to go to the grocery store, stuff's going to disappear. But I'm going to tell you what, if you were to read that book 1 second after the EMP hits the United States, it's a novel by William R. Forstchen, F-O-R-S-T-C-H-E-N. You'll be in there and you'll see that the grocery store in Black Mountain, North Carolina, that the little grocery store there got cleaned out in about 20 minutes to 30 minutes. The pharmacy got cleaned out of everything in about 15 to 20 minutes. The protagonist in the book, his daughter, who was diabetic and needed insulin, there was no insulin to be had, and she ends up dying. She ends up dying in the book. And then the cars don't work. The only cars that work are he's got an old T-Bird that's from the old days, and then a VW bus and a few other things work, and a tractor or two here and there, motorcycles and stuff. Bicycles are good. That's what they would really like you to have you to do. Dollar Tree becomes the supermarket for the working poor. Yes, it does. Now they're going up to $5, not a dollar. They're going up to the $5 tree, you know, is what I've heard. Dollar General or somebody like that, they're think they can't get anything much for less than $5. So I'm going to tell you, you know, I know there's a lot of people out there, but I'm going to tell you this thing is when the Red Chinese come, and there's a lot of them in Canada, and there's a lot of them in here, but there'll be more that come if this country gets knocked out. The Red Chinese, the Russians, different people will come here. But I'm going to tell you what, I remember this one from somebody saying it to me one time, you know. Up from the sub in the middle of the night, make a head call and I'm ready to fight. Grease gun K-bar by my side, these are the tools that make men die. Makes the enemy die. Because I'm going to tell you what, if you do not, then it's going to be your family being dealt with on the truck while you're laying dead in the front yard. All right? And I'll tell you another thing. Get your kids, if you still got time, even if it's just one or two lessons, or hire somebody to come and teach it. Karate, Muay Thai, Hapkido, Jiu-Jitsu, boxing, and get somebody who'll come and do some private one-on-one training, even if you need to be. But get down to the meat of it, not into the conditioning and all the stuff and all the initial stuff of like sport taekwondo and things like that. Taekwondo is a good hard-hitting thing. But I'm going to tell you, there's a benefit to getting your kids in it, so they know how to defend themselves. So if you're to fall in the defense of your home or your business or your farm or ranch, then your child can stand up, either boy or girl, and take over. You got to get them shooting at as early an age, shooting those Ruger 10-22s and small pistols and that kind of stuff to get them into it, but get them to understand how to throw dukes. You may have an old boxer in the family, or Grandpa Joe was the 150-pound weight champion of the fleet or something like that, you know? Or you may got a golden gloves guy in your house, you know? You're sitting in the big city, and you went down to the gym, and you got into the golden. Find somebody can show them how to use their dukes and to use basic judo and jiu-jitsu throws. You see what I'm saying? Do that kind of stuff so they can put somebody down on the ground front. And I'm going to give a shout out tonight. This is to my old partner, my old buddy partner, Rico, out there. Rico, you see, was just minding his own business, and then a bully type guy who I believe might have been demonically possessed. And a bully type guy said, I can kick your you-know-what and bop, 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 and then got in the face and chest bumped and head bumped and all that. And old Rico, not really wanting to get involved, just popped him once in the rib, you know, in the gut. and backed up. Then the guy comes, and then this guy starts throwing wild haymakers and all kind of stuff. And old Rico takes it to him, pop, pop, but he's still trying to withhold, you see, because he wants to just go off somewhere else and have a good day in this place they were at, like an amusement area or something, amusement park. But the guy keeps coming, and then so he pop, 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 pops him, and then he just walks away. Now the only thing is, my brother Rico, never turn your back on the enemy, ever. Because then the guy comes in and tries to go for a blood choke or a wind choke to try to kill said young man. Rico dropped down, hunched his neck, I believe, dropped down and spun and turned and hit him a good shot in the rib. And then the guy kept a-coming and all the stuff. So then it ended up, my partner Rico, he had to mount this guy on a dad gun, on a chaise lounge at some kind of a water park or something. The guy pushed him down and popped him down. He fell back and he mounted him and he went boom, 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 boom. And then he walked away. Congratulations, my brother, but never turn your back on him. But good job and the use of your skill and your cool head, because your cool head is much cooler than mine, young man. God bless you, Rico. Another onward Christian soldier moment. He's got a good mommy and daddy. He's got a tough brother, too, and a tough sister, and a tough mommy, I suspect. Oh, man, oh, man. There's also talk now, talking about a possible nuclear event that's going to be taking place at that thing over there, that power plant. Russia is pretty much evacuating that thing, pulling people off of it. You're talking about Ukraine is like getting ready to do stuff there. And if the radiation is released and all that kind of stuff, they're talking this, talking that, talking the other, and there's going to be in Vilnius, coming up in Vilnius, Ukraine is going to demand to be put into NATO. Poland's wanting nuclear weapons from the United States, all of these things. This is not going to end well. Not going to end well at all. And we have a lot of troops in the Baltics. We got a lot of troops, Lithuania, Estonia, Latvia. We had Marines up in there, a lot of Marines up in there at one time, and a lot of Army. And we had Army guys, I know, training snipers in Poland and in Lithuania and all kind of places. And I know we got Americans fighting, spec ops fighting in the Ukraine. As advisors. And we got planes flying everywhere this way and that way and the other way. Almost 200 planes up in the air in that area over the Ukraine right now. So I don't know when it's going to happen, but you got a little time left to get some stuff laid back in your house. You got a little more time, and the first requirement, the first prep, is that if you have not repent of your sins to Lord Jesus, by all means do so and ask Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior. And he'll wash you clean. It's the best deal in town. You're sitting out there, and I know some people sitting out there with a whole lot of faces. I can look in my mind's eye, I can see an old man. And I was told he had 850 faces on him, and he still is active. And he's old, all right? And I know others who are pretty good shooters from a long distance who tend to move around the world, you know? I've known other people from the old days out of the archer teams. And they're pretty doggone good, but I'm going to tell you what. You got all them faces. But I'm going to tell you, repent of your sins, Lord Jesus, and ask Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior. Because that gets you there quick, and then he knows you're sincere. And if you are, then you're going to have protection from him. And if you were to lose your life on this planet, you'll have everlasting life with him in heaven. Go to John 14 and read that. And if you want to have Jesus manifest himself to you, you want to see him, go read John 14 all the way through tonight. You want to keep old Hawk in the game? Hitting the shins of the Lucy's and with the ball bat and up the side of the head with it too. Anything is most needed and welcome. Believe you me. Federal Reserve notes, silver dollar, silver quarter, silver half, silver dime, a little bit of gold, whatever it might be, or a check, send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. And oh, I'll tell you what, while there's still some time, we may be able to get some Bibles and songbooks into the languages to the people, the Montagnards, the Yards, you know. Hey, man, the Yards, the Montagnards in the mountain tribes, the little villages in Indochine. Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, the Shan states of China, Vietnam, and Burma or Myanmar. And the Nunamakers, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, the Nunamakers, God bless them. They've been missionaries for over 50 years in Asia. They now are back living in the United States. And may the Lord Jesus restore them both to hell. But send anything you can get, anything is most needed or welcome to them, to Nunamaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, with a Y, M-Y-E-R-S-T-O-W-N, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Nunamaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, with a Y, Pennsylvania, 17067. And I'll tell you what, the Montagnards, the mountain people there in those villages, they get it produced in their own dialect. Each village has their own dialect, and they get a Bible and a songbook. And I'm going to tell you, they're baptizing, they're having meetings, in spite of all the communist officials and all the EIEIOs of those areas over there, all the intel and the cops and the commies and the headhunters and all, you know, whatever it is. The Nunamakers have people who can still get the Bibles up to them, and they're blessed by them. They're blessed. I see they get to see some of the pictures from time to time, and there's big smiles on their faces, and they're holding their Bible like it's gold, man. And it is. It is gold. So I'll tell you what. It's going to get wild weasel here, and it's already starting. And if you're starting to see the stuff in the chemtrails, you better start filtrating the water. If you don't have a Berkey filter system with those black Berkey filters, I suggest you get them. I also have a portable Katadyn Combi, which the Katadyn Combi I like because it also has a carbon filtration system. It's portable. That does a pretty good job, but I've got the Berkey with the black Berkey filters as well. But get redundant. You can boil it, strain it through a white t-shirt. You can do a lot of different stuff to improve the quality of water. But you got to get something to filter that stuff out if it's going to be these new chemtrails or black jet fuel or whatever the heck is in these Canadian things. And you know, old Trudeau, is probably the bastard, son of Fidel Castro. And there's a whole lot of red Chinese and BDUs running around up there. Remember them on the little island? I think it was off of Vancouver up there in the park running around. So I don't know when it's going to happen or exactly what's going to happen, but I'm going to tell you what. If you read Lord Jesus in Matthew 24, Luke 21, if you go to Revelations and read the revelations of Lord Jesus as told to John of Patmos, and somebody is telling me here, Russian forces begin to flee Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. Leave by July 5. That is what the Russians are telling their people. Leave by July 5. Maybe our July 4th date that Brother Quayle put out is one of his 2.0 Q files last week. Maybe that is a date that's real good or a possible thing. I don't know. Steve doesn't know for sure anyway, but all I can tell you is get out and get one more thing of preparations. Get your car, your truck gassed up. Get extra 5 gallons of gas for each one so you can get further from your town or your city or get out in the wilderness. Store it safely. Be prudent. Be precise. You got to be precise. Aim small, miss small. You got to be precise. Filter the water. Filter the water. Filter the water. Get rid of the bad stuff. If you still got doubt, boil the water after you filtered it, you see. Kill whatever is in there. Get rid of the chemicals. But I'm going to tell you what. You better not go into their Luciferian night without a fight. You know that? Stand for the Lord Jesus against evil. Stand in the gap and say, Lord, I'm not afraid. I'm with you. You're with me. And I know that you can place me where you need me. Tell me where to go, Lord Jesus. Get my family to a true sanctuary if possible. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology weaponry. Strike blows against the enemies of Lord Jesus. Strike blows against those who would destroy this world. And lay them in their ditch. Dissolve them in their bunkers. Fandango Rangers, I know you're ready. Mickey LaPoo, Mickey, stay on the optics, baby. They're going to be a-coming. Or maybe you should get out to Porky's, you know. And I bought them from out there. Road and track and little L. May the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. God bless you in your continued studies, even over the holidays in the summer. And in your classes in the Muay Thai and the different ninja waves that you're learning from your daddy, mom. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Go out and prepare tonight. I love you all. May Lord Jesus bless you and protect you. Provide you medical miracles if you need peace.